Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody. Happy holidays. We're like 2 weeks away from the holiday season, and it's always exciting when we get so close to the end of 1 year and the beginning of a new year, because we get to start off with what some people call New Year's resolutions and really new beginnings, start from that space. So this is an opportunity, being that we're in a year of nine, to close out with flying colors, with being very conscious of being in the present moment in love. And when you're present in that consciousness and you're choosing to focus in on unconditional love, joy, peace, prosperity, and vitality, your life flows in a more organic way. Alternatively, when your focus is on fear or insecurity or negativity or limitations, your vibrations move in that direction, which conflicts with continuing in that love vibration, and thereby confusion can kick in. And so anytime you have anything that's not in alignment with that, all you have to do is embrace that of which is not your truth, which is actually an illusion, because our beliefs that aren't in alignment can create these illusionary mind games and thereby create these insecurities and fears and negativity and limitations. And so as we start to realize that the experiences that are in front of us are temporary rather than permanent, we reclaim our power and we choose to create a different response versus a reaction, and thereby learn what we are there to learn and move on into greater experiences that are more in alignment with love and joy and peace and prosperity. So if you're new to the show, my heart says welcome. And I always like to say welcome in the vibration of love. I'm excited that you come to the show, and I want to thank you for that. And being new to the show, I want to go over a couple of things just so you're more comfortable with how the show works. We start off with a meditation, which also incorporates a channeled message that relates to the listeners and also to people that could listen later on to the taping of the show. I always believe that sometimes when we are attracted to something, whether it's a taping of a show or a book or a song, that there's a message in that. And so that's an opportunity for you to be able to experience some kind of a message. And being that we're in the holiday season, this is an opportunity to really focus in on being very present. The present to you, the gift, is to love yourself so deeply that no matter what goes on in the outer world, there's your focus, is your inner world always knows the meaning of true love. And so after we do the meditation and the channeled message, then we'll go ahead and I'll do a few announcements and we'll start to take the phone calls. You're welcome to make a love donation. It's at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And you scroll down and you see blog talk. And that's a way of giving back to the show. So let's go ahead and start off with a meditation, and then we'll go into the challenge message, and we'll go from there. And the callers will be starting off with 626 and 609. So, and if we do get more calls, I noticed that some people logged in on the chat room. The phone number for the call-ins is 347-996-5068. And if the show runs out of time, you can do a donation and get a longer reading, which is an opportunity for you to ask your question more in depth. On the show, I cover it briefly. I don't go as in depth as I could after the show. And so even if you did get a reading and you want to go more deeply into the reading, you could do a donation, and then I can continue on by calling you after the show. So that's another opportunity. Okay. So let's go ahead and take some deep breaths. And I like to do these meditations as a twofold. One is to give yourself the gift of really being very present in the moment and allowing yourself to quiet your mind and move into your heart. And it also gives me the opportunity to do a more effective reading, because you're not in a vibration that conflicts with your vibration of love. And the higher your vibration of love, the easier it is for you to feel and need to get messages for you. And so this is an opportunity for both, for a dual effect. And so as you notice any thoughts that may be going on at this present moment, I'd ask that you just imagine them being put on these beautiful fluffy clouds. You can put them in a color, you can put them in a shape, whatever you feel is appropriate to help you let go of those thoughts. And by letting go, what you're doing is letting go of the focus, the attachment, and thereby being more in the focus of just staying in the now. And so if you put those thoughts there and you just wave them with love, goodbye, can always pick them up later. No, just kidding. For now, just let them go. And then as you do that, take another deep breath. And just notice that when the mind is less chattery, the body becomes more relaxed and the heart becomes more open. And that's because the ego, the human ego, isn't as active wanting to get some form of instant gratification or go into a fight, flight, protect mode or a reactive mode. It becomes more in the present calm and more peaceful. And so as you allow any thoughts to just subside by putting them on these clouds and then moving your attention in on your heart and just breathing deep into your heart, and imagine your heart becoming slightly bigger than your body and slightly bigger than the room, where you feel this beautiful infinite love, as I call in all the archangels, the ascended masters, the universal love, and the higher vibrational loving beings to help to support the vibration of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality for the listeners, and also those that choose to listen later on in the recording, to help to support new beginnings as we move into the new year, which is the year of one. We're in right now. Yesterday was 12-12, which was a portal to help open up the heart to a higher vibrational frequency. If you felt a lot of energy, that was part of the reason. In addition to that, there's a super moon that's occurring today, which is a very rare moon. And so those two energies really amplified things to help bring up which needs to be brought up and released, and at the same time bring in more love inside. And so the message for the remainder of this year is to really, really, really dive deep into your soul, into your beingness, and let go of all that is no longer serving your desired dream that you would like to have come into fruition for this year or next year or whatever time frame the universe feels is appropriate for that to come about. To really focus in on loving yourself and really know what it means to take care of yourself, not from an egocentric place, from a place of just really caring about loving yourself so that your vibration moves into a higher vibration and thereby attracts more nurturing experiences, more positive experiences, and more prosperous experience. The higher the vibration of love, the more you connect and the more you are able to experience what you deserve, what everybody deserves, is greater levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality. So if you encompass any in the midst of your day-to-day activities, any fears or any insecurities or any negativity or limitations, just look at them and know that that's not real, that's a lie, it's an illusion. And rather than judge it, which actually keeps you stuck like glue to it, look at it as it's not your truth and just bless it and put your attention off of that as best as you can and onto the vibration of love, the present moment, and just keep breathing into that. And if the fear becomes very strong or the insecurity, embrace it as much as you can, because the more you embrace it and the more you know that it's not your truth, eventually it'll turn into a nothingness. But the more you fear it or resist it or try to reject it, it just gets bigger and bigger, and it sticks to you, and then it becomes more exhausting. So, because that resistance is the friction that's creating that exhaustion or that confusion or greater fear or greater insecurity. And so loving yourself enough to know that it's okay to have it, it's just not okay to feed it, unless of course you want to feed it, to just move your energy and your focus on love, which will help free up those reins that could be keeping you stuck in something you don't like. And so as you take another 3 deep breaths, bringing yourself back into the present moment or forward into the present moment, and just allowing yourself to just really feel that love inside your heart and bringing that up into your mind and into the body, and just embracing every part of your body so that you feel more relaxed and more present in the moment, in the now. And when you're ready, you can open up your eyes and give yourself a big, big hug. And just allow yourself to just stay very present with what's going on. Okay, so before we take the callers, I'm going to go ahead and just do a few announcements just so you're aware of what's going on. And then we'll go from there. And I'm just jotting down the phone numbers just so I have it. Okay, so make sure I got them right. So here we go. Okay, so the next show, just so I remember to announce that, sometimes that goes really fast, is on January 10th at 12 o'clock. I can't believe we're already talking about January of next year. It's going to be such an amazing year because it's the year of one, and it's a really great opportunity to really enjoy life in new beginnings. And so I'm kind of looking forward to it. And the ending of this year is also a magical time because it's the holiday season. It's the season of such a magic in the air when we get close to the holidays. It's more than just the gifts that we give people. It's the true meaning of sharing from your heart and really coming from that place of just being present with it, just being present with love and letting go of anything that's not aligned with that, that's in conflict with that. It's so not worth holding on to anything that's energies or beliefs or feelings that contradict it. So give yourself that gift to let that go if there's anything that contradicts love inside. If you want to make a donation, and before we take the calls, the website is angelroselove.wix.com/love. You have an opportunity. I'm going to do the readings pretty quickly. You have an opportunity to make a donation at this website, and it's a way of giving back. And also, if you want a more extended reading right after the show, that's another opportunity of me giving you a gift back, you get the opportunity to have more of a deeper reading. So you can go ahead and make a donation, and then I can call you right after the show, and you can get more deeper with the messages. You can also go online to the website. There's various events that I'm doing, three-week meditation class to help wake up the mind, the emotions, and the body. We also have private sessions, chakra balancing to help align your energy points in the body, angel messages that are obviously more expansive than what we do on the show. And these are private sessions, by the way. And then we also have activation to help to activate the inner spirit and subside the fear, the limitations, the negativity, and anything that's contradicting your inner spirit from becoming more active so that you can experience these heightened levels of love and joy and peace and prosperity. There's an online series to help. It's four parts to help wake up your inner spirit and move away from your human ego controlling your life, which includes meditation and high vibrational music. And there's also products online that you can get involved with, CDs, MP3s, MP4s, and inspirational stickers and ebooks that I created that will help you as well. And by mentioning the show, you get a special gift. So that's another way of gifting yourself for the holidays and gifting other people. What a gift to be able to gift other people these products to really help them wake up and to be more loving and more peaceful and more joyful, their meditation CDs, so you can gift them and also help to wake them up, especially if you're around someone that is having a hard time in life. That's a way of really gifting them back over clothes or a book or something like that. It's just a way of really making a difference in someone's life. So check it out and see if it resonates for you. Okay. I think one call got dropped off, so hopefully that person will call back. I didn't write down that number in time, so we're going to go to caller number 609-626. If you can hear me, your call just dropped off. I didn't get a chance to write your number down, but I did see the 626, so I have 09, and after the reading, I usually ask if you're interested in exploring working together. So if you feel a connection and you want to do that, you could say yes. If you want to just explore the website and call me back, you can let me know that too. There's no pressure. It's all love. Again, the phone number for the readings is 347-996-5068. And we'll go now to this lovely person that's been extremely patient, and hopefully he or she enjoyed the show. So 609, please go ahead and tell me your first name and the state that you're calling, and happy holidays.
Hi there, happy holidays. My name's Susan, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey! I always like to play with the East Coast people, especially since his body's from the East Coast. I can do it. So what are you excited about on the holiday? What are you excited about that you're going to do that's really going to gift for you something that's special?
I'm having a hard time, so I wish there was something that I was excited about.
You can always focus on something right now that you feel you can gift and bring in the new year with. That what would that be for you if you can do one special thing that would make a difference in your life? It doesn't have to be a tangible thing like going out and buying something. It could be something that you could say, I'm going to start doing this now so my life gets happier.
Yeah. Eating better. I know that sounds
there you
like
go.
A...
That's a great one. Yeah. So no more pizza, right?
Right.
Oh, the New York pizza. What pizza can you get better than that, right? All right. Well, let's see what's going on with you, sweets. And go ahead and ask. The question has to be specific rather than a general question on the show. And the reason I do that is so you can get more clarity. If it's too general, it'll take too long to dive in. So let's see if we can get a specific question, and then I'll see what they say for you. And we'll go from there. Does that sound good?
Sure. Let me think. Specific question. Just if you see, I don't even know how to ask.
There's no wrong way, so you can just go ahead and ask, and I'll be able to tune in. Yeah, it's all perfect. You have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field, so that's a really positive sign. That means you're moving something huge out of your life that has been keeping you feeling stuck. Usually when there's that many ancestral energies, you're moving through something big. They tend to go into your energy field. So you're welcome, if you're feeling heavier than normal, energy-wise, just tell them to go into the light, and that'll help lighten up your energy. They're still going to learn. They're just not in your energy field, and sometimes that can weigh things down a little bit too much. So if that feels appropriate for you, you can do that consciously and quietly right now, which will help you feel a little happier than you would when they're overwhelming your energy field, which could be some things, because I'm starting to see some of them moving into the light. I don't know if you're feeling a little bit lighter, but
I do actually. I'm sensitive to energy too. I actually kind of, I don't know, maybe it's just in my head, who knows nowadays, but
no, it's totally not in your head, because if you feel energy, it's real. Don't do that to yourself. So what's your question?
I'm trying to make it not be general. It's partly health related, but you know, if you see me, I don't know how to even ask. Like moving forward, can't even think of words to ask. Just trying to find my purpose, or I know that's general again. I'm sorry.
No reason to feel bad about it. Go ahead and ask it in the general terms and see what they say, because that may make you feel a little bit more peaceful about it.
I mean, I've been dealing with depression. I've been dealing with serious health things. So, you know, and I'm doing the medical route, you know, with both. And I do some herbal stuff, and so I guess there's just looking for improvement, light at the end of the tunnel. I know these are all cliche.
So basically what I'm hearing from these, from you as a whole, is how do I move my energy, my physical being, my health from where it currently is to a place where I feel more vitality, more aliveness, and more vibrant as a whole. What I am hearing really strongly is that your body, sometimes people hold on to things in their heart or in their mind. If you hold it into your body, what you tend to do when you do that is you shove things down, and then things become worse. It looks like you may be doing food just to also to kind of hide from something. So food is a somewhat of a little bit of an addictive pattern for you. And so the great thing is you're consciously aware that you want to make a change. And when you're consciously aware that you want to make a change, that's the first step to transforming something that's no longer serving you. Are you Italian?
No, I'm Jewish, but right now
Jewish
food isn't...
I know, it's funny that how they kind of similar vibrationally. One of the things that's really, really important to you is when you shift, it seems like the kind of foods you're eating isn't what's bringing some of the things in your body that's making, I don't know, like I'm using the word heavier energy. I keep hearing from the angels that juicing, just really doing a juicing to cleanse out your body, because your body has purified so many things this year, belief-wise, that your body needs kind of rest and it needs to be cleansed. And so when you juice with all these healthy organic types of vegetables, what it does is it actually clears out the energy cells and brings your vibrations up higher, and that'll help bring up some of the vitality inside your body and start making you feel better. That is a big thing that just keeps popping up. I keep seeing like carrots, and I don't know why apples are popping up, but greens, kale, I'm hearing, you know, so don't buy vegetables that aren't organic. Make sure they're organic, because sometimes with the non-organic, they spray with these pesticides, which won't help your body. And see if you can, you know, I'm not a physician, so I can't tell you medical-wise, nor do I ask them. I just don't go there. It's just not appropriate. But what I can tell you is that when you start cleansing your body and you start moving away from some of the things that are medicating the body rather than meditating and bringing the vitality of the body back up, those patterns will start to shift and you'll start to feel a lot better inside. And that'll make you happier, because exercising, which also is another thing to help move the energy of the body. I keep seeing water, so drinking a lot of water, but maybe even in addition to that, sitting in bathtubs or sitting in some kind of water with your feet keeps popping up, putting your feet in water to help cleanse. Really just using Epsom salt in your socks helps to bring the vibration of your energy up. Your energy has done, your body has done so much purification this year that it's physically exhausted in some ways. And the great thing is you're moving your whole body to a totally different vibration, that the body needs to purify itself so that it could be healthier to move. So that will help to support the shifting and moving it into a healthier place. Does this all make sense for you?
It does. It does, because a lot of that is, I've done quite a bit of that, not recently, but you know, I did eat some fruit today, so it wasn't juice, but it was, but that's good for me because, you know, I haven't had much of an appetite. So, and that's why I had mentioned about eating better and, it would help,
yeah, when you start doing things like juicing and doing things that help your body feel nourished, it's whether you undereat or overeat, they're both not good for you. When you juice or when you eat healthier foods in your body, you don't need to eat a lot because your body is now getting more of the nutrition. And so when people don't eat healthy, they tend to eat more because the body is craving nutrition. So it's trying to find more nutrition, and the more that it gets fed unhealthy types of foods that don't have the nutrition, the more it keeps looking for that nutrition somewhere. So when you start eating healthy, your energy will go back up. You won't feel as exhausted or depressed. And then the other thing that they're saying, and then I'm going to move on, is to really do some things with your mind. Your mind is playing these guerrilla games, is to start focusing more on things that bring you positivity in your life. Start putting your attention on meditating and finding things that may bring you gratitude, and really start to focus on those things inside. And then you take it to the next level with your heart and so forth. So, I mean, I would love to work with you. If you feel a connection, you can explore the website if you want to call me back, or you're comfortable having me call you. Just let me know where you're at with that.
I would be interested. I like your energy. You have a nice...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have a lot of integrity. I really want to work with people that are really ready to make a difference in their life. And I also want to work with people that do feel that connection from a place of commitment, because then your life will transform. So did you write down the website?
I'm looking right now.
Do you want me to give it to you again?
Sure.
Okay. Ready?
Hang on a second. Okay. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so we have like 30 seconds to work fast. I went a little longer with you. It's Angel Rose, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, like the flower, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. And then if you want to call me before I call you, feel free. It's on the website. Otherwise, I'll give you a call sometime, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, have a phenomenal, happy holiday.
Thank you. Thank you, you too. Thank you so much.
Okay, love.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So the show went fast, and if you're interested in any kind of readings, please go to the website, and God bless you all, and look forward to talking to you soon. Okay, peace and blessings.